This is an IEEE Computer Society podcast. I'm David Alan Greer, and this is a special update to In Our Time. In my last podcast, which was entitled Thinking Locally and Acting Globally, we explored the idea of community networks and speculated on how well they might work. In particular, we looked at Wireless Philadelphia, which seemed to have a model that might provide low-cost wireless access for city residents. A test network had demonstrated that the idea might work, and a full network was nearing completion. Officials from both the city and the contractor for the network were both fairly optimistic. As it were, events overtook both the column and the network. Operations were suspended on March 22nd, well after my column was sent to the publisher. The problems were many. Part was that it was too complex. It required more infrastructure than the designers had anticipated, and generally it became a more difficult problem than anyone had foreseen. Its failure opens the question of how marginal districts are to be provided with network services, though of course it's difficult to call downtown Philadelphia a marginal area. It seems that a right business model should make something work, but most critics thought that the model, as Wireless Philadelphia was established, was not the right one. Many suggested perhaps that it should be provided by a private entity, regulated by a public board, something like utility. Others suggested that it be a true public good. The bigger issue, of course, will be in areas in which customer bases cannot support a network. The rural areas, which will ultimately require some sort of subsidies from areas that have greater populations. During the 20th century, the United States had to deal with such problems when it tried to expand the power grid into rural areas. Ultimately, it had to rely on a direct government subsidization, the Rural Electrification Act. Now, for wireless networks, for communications with computers, we may not need that kind of infrastructure. Things such as satellites and satellite dishes may allow us to circumvent the problems of building a large infrastructure in an unpopulated area. Still, in the long run, I think we're going to see something close to widely accessible wireless networks, probably within 4 or 5 years. The problem, as has been the problem in so many cases of computer science, is that we just need to learn how to make the business model work. This has been an update of In Our Time, which is a podcast of the Computer Society and is based on an essay published in Computer Magazine. To learn more about Computer and the Computer Society, you can go to www.computer.org. To find more about Computer, click on Technical Magazines. Other Computer Society podcasts can be found at www.org/podcasts. If you have any comments, we of course would love to hear them. You can send them to podcasts@computer.org. The music for this podcast came from the Podshow PodSafe Music Network, and you can find them at music.podshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.